You're going too far. You forget who you're talking to.
Nah, the smell ain't likely to let me forget that.
Look here,
roared Simmons.
You're so old, you're being held together with baling wire. If you was any kind of a sheriff, you'd get out and really solve these murders instead of picking on Holy George just because his boys get wild when they come to town.
Diehard's dust-colored mustache stuck straight out from rage.
You can't even handle this town,
cried Simmons, shouting him down.
Maybe you was a great gunman once. That was once. Nobody has seen you draw for 3 years. Every frontier criminal is heading for Wolf River just because of what they hear about the place being easy on them. We're bogged down to the hubs with vagrants and loafers. We're being stolen blind by petty thieves, and you won't do a thing about it. Unless you get busy here and now and clean up the riffraff of this town, I'll make it certain that you turn in your star and lay off Holy George Gates.
Diehard's rage had reached its peak, and the fury of it had burned him out. He slumped suddenly, and Simmons, seeing the abrupt looseness of the shoulders, pressed on.
You can start in right away, and if you mean business, you'll have this town clean by night.
Simmons waddled back through the dust of Wolf River and disappeared into the musty depths of his brick bank. The kid still leaned against the side of the jail, looking at Diehard with hurt surprise on his face. Diehard was getting old. He was showing the effects of a life hazed with gun smoke. His face and eyes and mustache had all faded into a nondescript hue, a monotone of weariness. He had always been slight, and now age had thinned him even more. He looked very far from the man the West had once known as the most deadly lawman west of the Mississippi since the death of Wild Bill Hickok. But the kid had ridden all the way from Texas, and though he knew the moment was wrong, he stepped up the walk and confronted Diehard. Diehard became aware of him and looked him up and down with little interest. The kid did not make a very prepossessing picture. He was dusty and caked with dried mud. His neckerchief was tattered at the end like an old flag. The earth on his face was almost as thick as a plaster mask.
What the hell do you want?
The kid had forgotten many things. Diehard would not be likely to recognize his own son, whom he had last seen in a cradle.